Gary, how does it feel to be the only one of your gender in a room filled with another gender? Welcome to our world, mother... We believe diversity is important, and so we're allowing this man in our space.
Hey, thank you so much. I was told it was a safe space, so please take... Please take it easy on me. And actually, Elle, that introduction was perfect. Although, again, I have like a ton of feelings, and you heard every single one of them. This is like a great case study, because actually Monday, I have to go to D.C. to the White House, and I'm thinking to myself, for Asian American Heritage Month, and I'm thinking to myself, do they know I'm a Polish guy?
Okay.
Like, all right. Half of me is welcome there this month. Yeah.
This is amazing. We actually had a chance to take this show on the road down at Formula One last week, which was awesome. Do we have any Formula One fans in the building? Formula One gets it too. They've got F1 Academy, if you don't know, and that's specifically for women to be in this space and grow and so they can get better at that. I had a chance to hang, be ratchet. We're going to involve a few of the things that we discovered down in Miami here in the show as well.
I learned a new word, yeah. Thanks to you and Camila Cabello. I can't say the word, but I learned the word that is a verb that I didn't think was a good word, but now
it is. Let's just say the young girls on TikTok know this word well. It is a word that we reclaimed. I see the young girls going like this. They're like, I know it. It starts with a C and it ends with an O-Y.
Is she going to say it? We got some ladies in the corner that are like, I know what word it is. Is she going to say it? Yeah.
See you next Tuesday. So one of the things for those of you that... Well, none of you watch the show, apparently. So what we do on the Elle Duncan
Show... It's multi-platform. It's a podcast, too.
It is. It's a podcast. You can see it on TV. In fact, this is going to be on ESPN2 tomorrow at 2 o'clock. So wave at the cameras. Hey. One of the things that we do on the show is like, it's like sports adjacent, you know? Like, it's like, we're the show for you if you like sports, and then if you have someone in your life that you're forcing to listen to this show in the car and they don't know anything about sports, this is the for you. But we're going to hit a couple of like quick headlines before we bring out our guests, who I'm so excited about, a reunion of sorts, if you will, and they're on the way. There are so many NBA girlies here. Where are my NBA crew? You guys are going off right now. What did you guys tell the scriptwriters about what you wanted to see this season? Nothing. Is it happening? Just kidding. So the Knicks players.
Come on.
I mean, honestly, if New York, really does something, this city might burn itself to the ground. For the New Yorkers, are you, a little concerned that success means that you may not have a home? Okay. But it's been great. They're also really exhausted, they say.
Well, I mean, listen, they have Coach Tibbs, who has a history of rolling out five starters, and then he's got, a bench player, even though NBA rosters are 15. He's like... Six is good. Seven's all right. Fine. I mean, Josh Hart just played every single minute in last night's win. That's fantastic. But it's nothing that we should be surprised about. Plus, I'm so tired of Knicks fans. I know there are many in here. I understand where I'm at talking about the past. They are very much like Yankees fans, birds of a feather, right? It's like, we were dominant in the 60s. I'm like, nobody was around in the 60s to see that. Nobody. And let me tell you this. The executives, to which there are many in this room, want to see Boston, New York, because the Red Sox suck and the Celtics don't. So give me some NBA big-time media markets clashing for the Eastern Conference Final. And I think that is what we're on a collision course to do.
Yeah, I love seeing that as well, with all due respect to the Pacers. Big fans of yous, but certainly we love storylines. How about the storylines of the Nuggets down 2-0 right now? I'm going to pull the room first. Is Anthony Edwards the new face of the league?
Yes. We have some strong agrees.
Okay.
It might be better to ask the audience who disagrees with that statement.
A few. Okay, better question.
We're on the fence.
Better question.
I got you.
Is Anthony Edwards the love child of Michael Jordan? You know why I love and also hate the internet? There are literally people trying to track down where Michael Jordan was 9 months before Anthony Edwards was born. They can't just have fun with it and be that's his dad, in a jokey way. They're literally we will find his birth certificate. It's so weird and creepy.
So I get that that's the crazy part, but did anybody find out where Michael Jordan was okay. 9 months? I mean, do we have a conclusive answer? Because if we don't, let's continue to speculate.
We love that. And speaking of speculation, and as we wrap up the sports part of this broadcast, LeBron's future likely to be a free agent, and will he entertain other teams that have cap space? Do you want to see LeBron James leave L.A.?
We had an immediate no to the left. Members of the James family clearly made it to the ESPN Women's Summit here in Brooklyn. He doesn't want to leave. And I think it would be hilarious, kind of sort of in like a, I can't believe that just happened, is LeBron decides to leave L.A. because, of course, Bronny's going to enter the draft and he might get, you know, picked just because the front office knows, hey, if we get Bronny, we get LeBron. How hilarious would it be for, like, the Celtics to draft Bronny and be like, LeBron, we don't need you, dude. Like, we're good.
We're actually solid on you. We're fine. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Elle, we're at the Women's Summit and all you've done is a whole bunch of men's basketball
topics. Yeah, I can't believe it.
And I just wanted you all to know that it is purely because we wanted to save the best for last. So we like gave the men their thing to make them feel good about themselves. Do you feel good?
I feel great. Thank
you.
Feel well, after the introduction, it was like, oh, we have only one direction to go, which is up.
Right.
And that's great.
I snuck attack. I'm just kin on him too, by the way. Okay, so with that, many of you wash? Please drink it.
Okay, cool.
It is for you. You're
okay,
fine.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was like, you know.
Well, they're going to charge your room, but it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
By the way,
I'll never financially recover.
Gary's been so adorable. Guys, he was so nervous. Like, he wouldn't admit that he was nervous, but he's like trying to like work out all the mechanics of how we were going to come out. And I'm like, Gary, it's a vibe. Like, just go out there, sit down, be charming, let us objectify you. It'll be fine.
First of all, there's absolutely no proof I'm nervous.
So,
you can't prove it. You can't prove it.
So, of course, we've been spending a lot of time talking about the increased visibility, and obviously there was none bigger than the women's basketball tournament this year. So many of you were amazing in doing that. And I was really, really lucky to be a very small part of the studio coverage and had the ability to be joined on a desk with two amazing girls that I love so much, one that you have already met today and heard from today, who's amazing. So I'm gonna go ahead and bring out, because we're gonna do a little bit of a big three reunion here at, with the L. Duncan Show Live at the Women's Summit. And by the way, thank you all so much for the nice things that you've all said. It means a lot to us, especially because this industry can be real mean, and so, like, really mean. So it's been really overwhelming to have all of you guys being so incredible. So with that, I want to bring back up to the stage my girl, someone that Gary dubbed the most interesting woman in the world, and he's not wrong,
yeah,
Andrea Carter.
We got receipts for that.
She really is.
How's the seating arrangement going here?
Yeah.
What up, Andrea?
What up?
I think we're going.
Oh, this is my marker.
Did you choose it?
I did.
Oh, yeah, I love. I know you did. Again, she's the most interesting woman in the world.
And this was Ronda Rousey's walkout song when she was a fighter.
So. Oh, that's solid. Why you chose it. I'm always intrigued as like why people choose their walk-up song.
That was it.
She's a fighter. Mm-hmm. I love it.
And now I'm awkwardly standing.
What are you doing?
I've given up my seat because, you know.
You're sitting over there.
No, because the big three would not be complete, of course, without. And they gave me this CVS receipt for the resume for our next guest because it's quite fitting. Hold on. Let me unfurl this.
Right.
Chinne Ogumike is a multi-platform ESPN host, NBA analyst, a two-time WNBA All-Star. Chinne stars on ESPN Daily, ESPN's NBA Today, and NBA Countdown, as well as Women's College Game Day. Recently named to President Biden's inaugural Advisory Council on African Engagement in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Fire.
During her time at Stanford University, she led the Cardinal to 3 Final Four appearances, was the first overall pick in the 2014 WNBA Draft. Chinne was also named the 2014 WNBA Rookie of the Year and is a 2-time WNBA All-Star in 2014 and 2018. Would you like a bag with this? Thank you, Sue. Yes, perfect. Without further ado, Chinne Ogumike.
Oh, yeah!
Can't catch my bag.
Come on.
I look fine. I look too good.
And I'm like, hey, mama. Yes. I'm like, hey.
What's up, Shanae?
What up, family?
Okay, okay, Gary, I like that song. Sit now, Gary? Okay.
All right, so I'm going to just stand. No, I'm just playing.
Yeah, that's fine. I thought it was going to be They Not Like Us. That's the song I was going to come out to.
Oh, rap battle, little drama.
Stir it up.
The big three is back. And the first question open to the panel here. What is it like to quite literally have the freaking internet all in lockstep and agreeing that you guys absolutely killed it during the NCAA tournament? Do you know how hard it is for the internet to agree on something?
Yeah.
So how'd that feel reading the timeline, Drea?
The timeline was, it was lit. I'm not even gonna lie. I was like going through it, I was like, oh, they really love us. For me, my favorite part was we didn't go in with any kind of plan to do anything other than just be ourselves and talk about the game. Like, it took me by surprise, and I was like, oh, they're really enjoying what we're doing here. But the fact that we were just being ourselves, like, it was authentic, it was natural, it was a vibe, and for our connection and what we were feeling to translate to everybody at home, it was just like, I don't always need external validation, but it was the biggest amount of external validation that I've ever had. And it was amazing. Honestly, thank you everyone that tuned in, that said something, that, you know, so many people just want to reach out on social media about negative things. And we had so many positive things that were sent to us. So it's really fire. Thank you.
I mean, D1 Hooper, Chennai in the WNBA, obviously you came up in this game, so you've been used to the bright lights, the big stage, all the attention on you, and specifically this tournament run, a little bit different of a spotlight, a little bit different of a stage, but it sort of had to have you taking a step back and being like, holy smokes.
Oh, absolutely.
We're doing this.
Absolutely. As someone who has played, you know, I played since I was 10 years old, so for 20 years now, oh my gosh. And I know, I'm up there. And then, you know, you don't really, as a women's basketball player, expect for that moment. You fight for it, you work for it, but you never know when it's gonna come. And to say that I was able to be a part of it in a way that I never expected as a broadcaster, to me, was like a dream come true. And it's funny, I always joke that that's what happens when ESPN feeds you. They were feeding us food, boy.
Yeah, they were.
We were trapped in the studio for like 3 days straight. Mm-hmm. They were feeding us food. I was like, we were going. We had coffee and everything. And so we sat down and we just forgot the cameras were rolling and we were just vibing. And I think the cool thing about this entire experience is that, you know, to shine on a stage as a woman, you are battle tested. You've done things that people don't know about, things that people don't pat yourself on the back for. I always joke that Elle had 50-11 jobs. Mm-hmm. Drea as well, her past. Yeah,
that's not a joke, though.
I know, it's not a joke. It's like real life. Like,
Atlanta,
DJ, she's done a little bit of everything.
Really, dude, we hustle.
And she's done it all well. And so, like, I think all of those stops along the way built us to a moment where we felt so secure in being ourselves. I always tell people they see you before they hear you. They judge you before they know you. That's what it's like to be a woman on television or just a woman in the workplace or a woman existing in a space that's not necessarily built for you to succeed. But to have people that you genuinely love. I mean, I've known Gary since I was back in Bristol.
Back in the day.
Elle used to invite me to her house from day one. Drea, I dropped buckets on her like,
man. No. I knew you were going to say that. I should have said it first.
I had to humble Drea from the jump. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
She was always on my team.
I think there's a reason they sat me in between you guys. All right,
honestly,
all right,
I'm like,
but no, honestly, like, to be like, you want to play with people that understand greatness and bring the greatness out of you. Iron sharpens iron, and that is Andrea Carter for me as an analyst.
Yep.
And that is Elle Duncan for me as a host.
Thank you.
Also, too, the last thing I'll say on like the big three. It's not like we were making stuff up. Like, the athletes were that good. The games were that good. So our energy was that high coming off of every single game. Like, it wasn't hard. We didn't have to manufacture excitement. We didn't have to manufacture passion. Like, the players made it so easy to just go crazy over what they were doing on the court.
And Elle was fighting for us, like, hey, guys, I have to go to commercial break. Like, we are getting paid here.
We're like, wait, the ball's green.
We got bills to pay.
Yeah, well, the thing is that, like, there's this great unspoken thing when you're on a desk with people, and how you know that you've got a good rhythm and chemistry with someone is they start recognizing the urgency in your eyes. So, like, sometimes it'll be, like a little bit of a look like this, where it's like, you can have a little leeway. Like, they'll look at me, and I'll be like, you know, and then it becomes, which is kind of like, can you keep it quick? And then at some point, it's like, wrap it the f*** up. literally they're in my ear going, 3, 2, we gotta go. But Gary.
Well, aside from that, Elle, what was it like running point with them? Understand, I mean, Shanae talked about getting fed.
Yeah.
They didn't have a better point guard. They couldn't have a better point guard, right?
Thank you.
You like that basketball analogy?
Yeah, that's right. That was good. Hey, you're holding your own here, Gary.
Junior varsity, not a big deal.
You helped create it all.
Yeah, JV, not a big deal.
So I'll say this really quickly because I do want to get to the little clip that sort of shows what we did. But I'll say this, and this is why working in this space has been so amazing, because I talked a little earlier with Lindsay, and she was like, I was a visitor, you know, and I was too. I joined this space 3 years ago, had really big shoes to fill because it was Maria Taylor's space. And all I wanted to do in the whole world was just like ingratiate myself to this community, because there were some parts of me that felt like a little stupid, right? It's like a little bit like, oh my gosh, like it shouldn't have had to have been your assignment before you were able to like fully go in. But in full disclosure, like when you're a SportsCenter anchor, like you speed date every sport. You know, when sports becomes your job, you lose a little bit of your fandom. It's just a reality. You get a little bit more focused on like, what are the storylines? What are we going to talk about? It's a job, right? And so I felt really insecure. I know people think that I like don't have any insecurities, but that is horse shit. I do. She's seen me cry probably more times than she's seen me smile. But what's great about this space is that people like LaChyna Robinson poured into me and told me that I could do this. And people like Drea and Shanae that like never ever made me feel any kind of way other than welcome, accepted, poured into me, helped me, like without it even being said or understood. You know, Drea will jump in and be like, okay, this is why this is important. Or like, this is the thing. She lets me ask her any good or stupid or bad question. And watching with them was so enjoyable. There would be times where I would forget that we had to go on air because it's like, they're like this off air too. They have such an enthusiasm for the game. There is nobody better than for those new fans, those new visitors who are trying to fall in love. Like there's nobody better than this group to be the ones to sort of shepherd you through, because they are such incredible stewards of the game and they're just amazing. So really quickly, should we show everybody sort of like
snippet?
Then we've got a vibe check that we're going to do.
Definitely.
Okay.
Don't have the internet and realize why these three right here won the internet. Here's a little sampling of what you missed.
I've got my peeps with me. I'm Elle Duncan. She's Shanae Agbubuike. She is Andrea Carter. I'm trying to think of something very professional to say about what we just saw from Juju, but bruh. That's really all I can come up with. I mean, the only thing I was good at when I was 18 was sneaking in the clubs.
I can't take this seriously at all.
Who's going to be an X Factor in the second half? 1, 2, 3.
The referees! Yeah!
1, 2, 3.
Rebounding!
When I watched NC State just blitz Tennessee left and right. They had 29. It felt like I was like, oh.
Slicing and dicing? She eating?
Yeah. Is that what you think surgery looks like?
No, I mean, not. I don't know.
It's probably more precise than this.
Oh, Cardoso?
Yeah.
You know, that's like
Camilla. You were the quarterback. I want to be the defensive back.
Oh, I would think you would be a wide receiver.
No, that would be. I would be the wide receiver. I want the touchdown.
Oh, actually, okay. I'll be the running back. I want to be the running back.
Fair.
Really? You want to work the most, the hardest?
Yeah, I love that. 100%.
And get least credit?
Yeah, and the least money.
Cool. It's cool.
We've got popcorn.
Let's go.
Popcorn.
You guys have been killing it all season, man. We love the coverage you guys do. You guys are awesome.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
All right. The first question, Gary, this is very near and dear to your heart. Okay. We've already heard the answer from Andrea, so I'm going to ask this question to Chinay. Mm. So, Drea and Chinay, would Chinay prefer strawberry or grape jelly?
One, two.
Wait, I gotta say what she wants.
Do you know which one you like?
No, man, that's a bad one.
You don't know what you want?
Pick one. Yes, go ahead and say it on three. Ready?
One, two, three.
Grape.
I'm so nervous.
Why? Honestly.
One point.
Hold up.
1 point.
What?
It doesn't
First of all, I was looking at Chinay's eyes, and she was looking at Drea's mouth, and she delayed her answer.
Yeah, Drea was like,
but I'm going to give you a point.
I was going to say great. I knew it was great.
No, she just said she can't taste the difference.
That's crazy.
Y'all are doing too much. We answered it. It's over.
Drea's like, give us the damn point.
Strawberry was
But you disagree.
Come on, guys.
Next question.
We don't have to agree. I just have to know
her. This is a good one. This one is for L. Dunn. Duncan, are you a dog person or a cat person?
No. We talked about this on their show. You can't answer that. You got to ask them a different question.
Semantics, Andrea. Ready? Oh. One, two, three.
Dog.
There.
You guys literally did talk about it because you were talking about snakes. My bad. Listen, this is what Christopher Colon, the producer for this show, gave me, and I was just trying to give him a couple of
He's handicapping this. Well,
it's not even. It's her show.
But it's not even DOD.
Okay, next question. Next question.
I'm a dog.
It's 1-1. All right, we're basically starting at zero.
That was question was
yeah, next
was
question. Are you a homebody, Andrea? Are you a homebody or an out and about person? You trying to be outside? One, two, three.
Out.
First of all,
when
she
do I go outside?
You stay outside. We can't find you. Don't be playing. You're cute. You are a homebody, but you do be outside.
You know, I take pride. I take pride in balance. Okay, I stay at home hard and I go outside hard. I do
Thank
both.
You. So but that just, means you are an outside.
But you gotta have one for the other.
L. Is she a homebody or outside?
Honestly, sis, homebody. If I was, I would have said homebody.
I only ever see AC.
Yeah, Dre's low key a homebody.
She's only ever.
But if you ask her to go outside, she does pop out.
She will.
Okay. But you gotta ask me to go outside.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm not like, let's go outside. I'm like. Okay, we're going.
Okay,
dang.
Gary, why are you standing up?
It's 1-0.
It's the heat. Yeah.
I'm the host.
It's the heat.
I'm the game show host. Okay,
it's
fine.
The game. I mess up this game.
All right, this one is for G Money. Are you a morning or a night person?
Oh, this would be easy.
One, two, three.
Morning. Boom.
They can't even get their high five right.
It's force a habit because I work in the morning.
But are you? You don't have to be. You can still not be a morning person.
But I love
the morning. Can we do that one?
Can we do that one?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do it. Drea.
Wait. What?
Y'all just look at me. Hold on.
Hey, give us our
point. Hold on. I did it.
Okay.
No, I did not.
Because I don't sleep.
You don't sleep.
No.
Yeah, I'll be up at the house.
Okay. Who'd I get the last one?
It's 2-1.
It's two, go now 3-1.
No, it's not. 1-2. It's 1-2-1. I don't know what I just said. Okay.
It's 1-2.
All right. What did I already do? Okay, Chinay. Do you like to shop online or in person? 3-2-1.
Online.
Oh, that's my dog.
Okay.
You think I can wear clothes
You're
in person?
You're so funny for me. I just want y'all to look at Chinay's face because she's looking at Drea like, online.
Are you really? I can't see you over here.
Oh my God, okay, you better know this.
Chinay's like.
I'm locked.
She's like,
this one.
Online. Okay.
He just asked the question. I'm looking so hard.
Okay. This one is for L. Duncan, are you a beach holiday or a ski vacation person? 3-2-1.
Beach.
Yo, Gary knows black people like a girl. Let's go.
I do know that.
Anyways, I don't know why I'm like,
we get bonus I'm unbiased. Points for not working together every day.
We've already won, so let's just do one more.
No, it's 3-2. It's 3-2. Let's try to see if this is a tiebreaker, and then we do have some very important.
Who's up and who's down?
It's 3-2. G-Money and L, unfortunately, are up.
Unfortunately.
This one, I'm saying unfortunately to her.
Okay.
I'm unbiased. You guys,
Dennis
is Andrea, don't look at me like that, Andrea Carter, is she a text or a phone person?
Oh.
Call. 3-2-1. Phone!
No! She was going to say text.
Violation!
She
violation!
Said, what did I say? What did I say? What did I say? She said, I'm not going
to
look at her.
The phone! No! All of our group chats, who never responds.
First of all, you're neither. You're neither. You don't text or you don't call. You are
I will say, Andrea does not text back.
Is she a neither?
But she does answer the phone. You answer the phone.
Here's the thing. What I learned, because most people are the other way. Like, when someone calls me, I'm like, why the f*** are you calling me? Drea won't answer you for days. And the second that you call her, she'll pick up.
Yeah, I'm a call person too. You know? Yeah.
She's a call person.
Call me, please. Yeah. I don't want to. Because then I text you, and then you text me back, and then I got to text you back, and now we're just in this
I'm
long
the same way,
just call me.
She doesn't text. She doesn't text back.
But I got it right.
And Andrea has her read receipts on, so she won't open your text message either because she knows it'll stay red.
First of all, why do you still have them on?
Because if I didn't open it, I didn't open it. I'm not looking for it. Just
do you
call
want
me.
Them to know that you're
she does it on purpose.
Yes. I want you to know I did not read your text message.
She'll be like, I can't look at it because
it
means I read it.
You should double text me because I read it and I forgot.
Yeah.
One of the things, as we're doing sort of viral questions that we asked down at Formula One, was this question. The question was essentially, if you could listen to one artist, just one, and everything that they'd ever done or appeared on, featured on anything for the rest of your life, who would the artist be? And we were super lucky that we were joined with, well, some of the most talented musicians on the planet, and I think we have that clip. Ed Sheeran joined the show, and he answered that question. Real quick, who do you think that he said? Ed Sheeran. Think Ed Sheeran. Who do you think he said? Anybody?
Not bad.
LOL.
Not a bad
His ex-girlfriend?
Guess.
I doubt it. Okay. Let's listen into what Ed Sheeran and Camila Cabello had to say about that question.
If you could only listen to one artist the rest of your life, who's Ed Sheeran choosing?
I think it might be Elton John. Like, I know.
Wow.
Like, I think, like, I find myself going into his discography. There's a lot there. The only other one would be Stevie, because as well, Stevie has a very vast discography, and you can kind of, as you said, like, there's a song for everything.
Correct.
But yeah, I would say Stevie or Elton.
One artist,
ooh, that is hard.
And everything they've ever been on, that can be a feature, anything that they have been on for the rest of your life, just one. I chose Stevie Wonder, dead or alive.
Ooh, that's
one.
That's a good question.
Wait, that's so hard.
That's a good icebreaker, too.
One.
I honestly would say, like, Drake.
Drake is honestly, I answered that many times as well.
Correct.
Because the discography is so deep.
I know that's like, it's a hot topic right now, but why?
What do you mean?
But honestly, like, because you were saying, like, just like all catalogs, like.
Correct.
I feel like I never really get tired of listening to his music. He has so many bangers.
Correct. So, Shanae, if one artist, who's your pick?
Yeah, it's probably Beyonce.
Oh,
that's a good one.
That's good.
I'm from Houston.
Oh, yeah.
She touches all genres, as we know with Cowboy Carter, but then also she did a little Afro beats in there for The Lion King, so I'm going to go with Beyonce.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah. Wow, that's a great answer.
Thank you.
Can you come back to me?
Now say
yes.
yours on the
I'll
count
come back
of three.
To you, Christine.
Okay. I was scared to
Who's
answer
that?
This question, and then I changed it, but then Camila said it.
Drake?
Is Drake?
Sis.
Stop looking at me.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, wait. So Drake and
say Aubrey.
But like, no, that's worse. I feel like I would probably say Drake.
Yeah. I mean, he's got like 300 million songs.
Yeah.
What about you guys in the audience? Like, who are you guys picking? Yell some people out.
My Spotify. Where's on the other side?
Who?
Prince.
Rihanna.
Oh,
ooh, Rihanna's a good one.
Rihanna's
Prince.
A good one.
Oh, that's a good
Rihanna,
one.
Rihanna.
Good one.
Rihanna's Prince.
Good. Prince. We've got a Prince.
Let me see here who I listen to a lot.
Prince.
Okay. Yeah.
Prince is a really good one.
This is tough.
Bad Bunny?
Yes.
Oh,
Bad Bunny. Let's go.
Bad Bunny's a good one. Wow.
I like Burna Boy too.
Got one back here. Fleetwood Mac, let's go.
Fleetwood Mac has 1 million songs.
Yes.
That's a lot.
Okay, Dre, we've stalled long enough. Who are you picking?
I was just like looking.
She's looking at her Spotify.
I just have so, there's, okay, to be fair, I listen to a lot of types of
Dre has very eclectic music.
She does.
But so do country. I, sis, and I still narrowed in on Stevie.
You don't listen to metal music?
I do listen to metal.
Oh, did we connect over that one time?
We connected over System of a Down?
I'm just stalling. I don't know.
Who's your favorite artist, Drea?
My favorite artist.
If you had to listen to one person, like, on repeat, who is it?
Okay, so do you know... I don't know if y'all know who she is. Her name is Brittany Howard. She used to sing for the Alabama Shakes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She's fire. So if I count Brittany's single stuff... and her Alabama Shake stuff, it might be. And her story, not that we're going to talk about Brittany Howard, but she used to deliver mail. She used to be like a mail delivery person, and now she's literally a star.
Yeah.
And she sings with her whole heart. She's very passionate. She's very down to earth. She's so cool. She has curly hair. I want to be your friend. Brittany Howard, I love you.
Didn't you? Didn't you at one point deliver food or something?
Didn't you? Yeah,
Or drivers?
I was, yeah.
And now
I
you're a star.
Joe Hoover.
So maybe.
Parallels.
Same story.
So many parallels.
Parallel.
Okay, because we are getting really close to having to wrap this thing up so we can get to cocktail hour, I do want to hit on a few of the women subjects that I promised. And so we'll very quickly do a game of That's What's Up or Hell Nah. Ooh. Now, my Atlanta is showing here. For those of you that don't know, That's What's Up means like, yeah, that's good. Hell Nah is self-explanatory. So I'll start with you. The WNBA is going to charter all flights now in all games. That's What's Up or Hell Nah?
That's What's Up! Long time coming. These athletes deserve to travel this way so that we can see the best of who they are on the court. They should feel good. They should be well rested. Their body should be taken care of. It's a grueling season. Yeah. You can speak to that, but that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up. I mean, this is something that we have fought for a long time. I was a member of the WNBPA's vice president exact, and this was higher on our priorities, and we always felt like there were solutions, but I do think we have to shout out also the owners that have changed the game for us, whether it's Mark Davis, the Tsai family, the billionaires that have invested in women's sports, because they applied the pressure as well, not just the players and, you know, Kathy finding a solution, but it was also the ownership. So,
to that point, I'll do this to the whole group. Speaking of charters and flights, reclining your seat, that's what's up, or hell no?
Hell no.
That's what's up.
I'm reclining.
Hell no. Hell no.
Gary.
I hate reclining your seat.
Why?
No. Time out, and this is why.
You don't recline your seat?
No.
Listen, well, really? That's because y'all sit in first class. I'm back there row 30. All right. Thank you. I'm sitting there 32B, middle seat. Like, I'm... All right. You guys are first class, so you're chilling. You don't need to recline.
If everyone reclines their seat back, the distance
is the problem.
You just said you wouldn't recline your seat, though.
That's because I'm like, I can't do it. I can't do it to myself.
People in first class say the same thing. Some woman one time was like, can you move? And I was like, sister, I don't know you. So no, I'm not. Unfortunately, I'm tired, but no.
My mom says I
got to work. You're the main one that needs to recline your seat.
My mom says I got to work on my posture anyway, so I'm like...
No, you bought a ticket. You have the right to recline your seat.
Yeah, you
I'm
do.
So sorry. And if you don't like that, then fly private.
There's space. There's space. That's how they made it.
If we all just agree to lean back, we're all better for it.
But to me, it's the same idea. Everybody like people that get the same idea as people that get pissed off at babies being on flights. Like, I am so sorry. If my baby being a baby bothers you, fly private. Oh, right. You can't just like me, then and shut up.
Yeah.
So it can be quiet.
Did we pull the room? Hand up to recline.
Recline.
Let's go, recline.
That's what's
sister.
Up.
Don't be ashamed.
That's what's up.
Oh,
that's
there's
what's
a
up.
Lot of non-recliners
there's
in here.
There's also a lot of recliners in here, Gary. What?
We have
there's
a lot of economy recliners. Travelers.
All right.
I see all of you. I am one of you. I am one of you.
All right. Caitlin Clark will make the 2024 Olympic team. That's
Ooh.
What's up or hell no?
Ooh, dang. You just...
Oh, yeah, that was for you.
That's for me.
I just answered.
What? Look, if she were to make it, that's what's up. Because that means she's proved herself against the best. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people, we heard that she has to be successful really to start because that's technically her audition. Everything that she has been up against, she has smashed. And I mean, watching her first preseason game where she had 19 was impressive. So if she makes it, to me, that's one of the hardest things that you can make in life, an Olympic team in this country for one of the best sports groups ever. So that's what's up.
Yeah, I like that.
If she make it. She did kind of beat around the bush there. Let's just acknowledge
like a little.
No. But
if she makes it, that's what's up.
No. But point guard, Diana Taurasi, we'll see how that it goes.
Yeah,
because
true.
She's trying to get her sixth medal. Chelsea Gray sort of injured. So there's an opening at point guard that lends to her favor. It's not like everyone's healthy and available. Yeah. She might have an inside shot. So.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I'll leave it up to you. Do you want to do one more basketball question, or would you like to do a gymnastics question?
Gymnastics, please.
Let's go. Look at her mouth agape. I'm not going to ask you what like a gainer is or anything like that. Is that even a gymnastics? I think that's skating. It is. Yay!
That's gymnastics? Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Simone Biles needs a gold medal in France to cement her legacy.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
No.
She the GOAT. Mm-mm. She to go already to certified. Go. Yeah. The fact that she's able to come back after, you know, proving to people that you should take care of yourself, yeah. That's already a win. What else do you need to do besides, like, continue to be yourself?
Yeah.
I was just asked this question by social, so this is where we'll end, because I think it's been really cool when people come up to us and say, you know, that you're inspired by anything that we do. Certainly, we've been so inspired by so many other people, so I want to go there as we close out. Your biggest source of inspiration... I'll start with you, Shanae, and it can be a, she's like, it's always me. Fine, I'll start with Gary. Let's put Gary on the spot.
Yeah, there we go.
Your biggest source of inspiration, and it better be a woman. And it can be an athlete. It can be an athlete. It can be anybody that inspired you. Because listen, we joke, Gary, you are a man, but you are still a man of color who has navigated this space where there aren't a lot that look like you. And so who has inspired you?
Oh, it's my mom. Yeah, 100%. I joked on SportsCenter a couple of weeks ago when there was a Korean player for the Giants making his debut, and in his debut he hit a home run, and there was a Korean broadcast call on it, and I was like, as a fellow countryman, please let me translate this for you, coming from a Korean household. And I said, oh, this home run is great, but your parents say you still should have been a doctor and you still should have been a lawyer. In the off season, please go get your master's degree, but this will do for now. And I think all of us sort of have a shade of that upbringing, right? We are against the odds right from the jump because of the positions that we came in or come from or ascending to. So yeah, my mom always, she does the compliment sandwich, right? Gary, that was a great SportsCenter. I hope you don't wrinkle your forehead next time. And, you know, and then she ends it with a compliment, a motherly compliment. So I'm 37 years old and I'm still in the pursuit of, you know, making sure my mom and my dad, who came up with nothing, my dad was, you know, military, fixed income. My mom immigrated from South Korea. She's first generation from here. So it's just a daily pursuit of making her proud. And if I'm making her proud, I'm hoping there's another handful of people who are like, yeah, this guy's all right.
That's awesome.
So it's my mom.
But as you already know, that's awesome. But as you already know, Gary, you won't make her proud till you give her a grandchild. So,
or get a master's degree. So.
Or the head.
Whichever one's first.
All right, Shanae, I gave you time.
Yeah, I mean, this one's easy because it's near and dear to my heart. It's my big sis, Neko Gwemeke, and my other sisters as well, Chiso Minerima. My sister is truly a trailblazer. And a lot of people ask, Shanae, you and your sister are super successful on the court. You guys must have had those amazing backyard battles, just, you know, fighting against each other. I was like, no, we've never played against each other until I became a pro. And that shocks a lot of people. And I always tell people that my first time playing basketball was, we went in, and at first, ironically, our first sport was gymnastics. And my mom's coworker came and said, your girls are way too tall for gymnastics. Put them in basketball. And I always joke, uneven bars. I never made it over the uneven bars because my legs were so long, my butt hit the floor, and I never had traction. Long story short, we went to basketball. That first practice, we were wearing jean shorts, sneakers, glasses, like looking like the immigrant kids coming in while everyone's cool in Adidas and Nike and all that type of stuff. And NECA's first shot didn't just go over the backboard, it went over the scoreboard over the backboard. We didn't know basketball, come a long way. She actually, I think, has a record for most made shots in the WNBA now, in a row, so shout out to her in 2016 MVP season. But what I say all this is because in that practice, I only like to do things that I'm good at, I feel confident in. That's why I don't bowl, that's why I don't play video games, that's why, you know, all that type of stuff. NECA stayed in that practice, I hid in the bathroom. She stayed in it. And she was curious. That curiosity turned into something so special for my family. Every day after practice, when I was 10 years old, NECA would come back from practice where she was, quote unquote, the worst player. And she said, Shanae, this is how you dribble. This is how you cross over. This is the form for shooting. She taught me the game from the driveway. And my little sisters, who were like tiny, tiny at the time, were our little defense. And that's a big lesson. Basketball in this business has always been about sisterhood for me because my sister is someone that I've never had to be competitive with. It's someone that I've been collaborative with. She's shown me the way. You know that idea, anything you can do, I can do too. Not, you know, I can do better.
Better, yeah.
And so that's my big sis. That's my inspiration. I'm so proud of her in Seattle.
Janae has the most impressive family. Her other little sister just was a medical doctor. Just great. Doctor.
Yeah,
just
yesterday.
Incredible. Yesterday.
Yeah.
Greatness in the family.
Sister. All right, Dre.
Just a bunch of underachievers, huh?
I'm the underachiever. It's like, she's a doctor. What are you doing today? Yeah. You're just talking on TV about basketball? Hi, Mom.
Talking about sports. My biggest inspiration would be my Nana, Gloria Dolores Carter. She is still my best friend. She passed when I was in college, but my mom had me in high school. And so my mom and my biological father, they had me in high school. My Nana let my mom move in and stay with her when I was born so that she could help raise me. And my mom was a really young mom, and my Nana was loved by everyone that she met. She didn't turn her back on anyone. She made everyone feel seen, and she made everyone feel beautiful. And she showed me so much unconditional love while she was here, like in this world. Anybody that she talked to, you just felt her. Like when you called her, if I talked to her on the phone, I could feel how much she loved me through the phone. She would drive to see track meets, basketball practice, spelling bees, anything her grandkids had going on, she would go and do everything she could to support us. And now she supports us, you know, from the other side. And she is still, I do everything for her. I've talked about how I deal with grief daily. Like one of the things I talk about in therapy is grief, because good things happen and I want her to be there. Bad things happen and I need her to be there. And so for me, it's my Nana. I do everything for her.
Christine?
That was beautiful, Dre. I would also say my mother. I have two answers here. My mother, yes. When I was very young, I was, you know, we talk about mental health issues a lot. I was diagnosed very early with anxiety, depression, and that kind of thing. So my mom literally stopped working so that she could stay home and help me through all the issues. We didn't take medication at the time. Shout out to Lexapro now. Hello. It's Mental Health Awareness Month, okay? But my mom did everything that she could to make me the most successful that I could be. And so she has been, like, done everything for me. But I also just want to say that today has been so awesome. You are very inspiring, Elle. You're one of, like, I remember when I first got to ESPN, one of the things that you said is you were like, I'm your North Star, baby, just look at me. And I am so incredibly thankful for you. I don't know why I'm about to cry.
Don't do that. You know I don't let anyone cry.
Because Elle's
going to
cry. If Elle sees someone cry, she cries immediately.
Correct. Yeah. So like right away.
If y'all cry, I'm
going to cry. Already starting, she didn't even cry.
So Elle's been awesome. Drea is one of my best friends. She's so amazing, and she pushes me to be hard, to work hard, and be a better person every single day. Janae, the same exact thing. Like, you guys, I can call you anytime I need you guys. Why am I crying? Today has just been so great. It's been so good to see everybody. I think the one thing that we haven't talked about as much is obviously we support women's sports, yes, but the support on this stage has been so incredible to watch. And I think that's the one thing that we sometimes miss, right? People want us to be compete against one another. They want to pit us against one another. But like, we go hard for each other, and it's the most beautiful thing to see. So you guys inspire me every single day, and I'm so happy to call you guys friends, to call you guys family. So yeah.
Thanks.
What about you, Elle? Close it out.
I think too, Elle, just to give you just a few
close
more
it
flowers,
out, Mama Bear.
Like when I think about being and potentially being a mom in this space, you set the best example. Like you literally show me that it's possible. You're such a good mom. You're so good at what you do. You set such a good example, because there was a time where I was like, I don't know if I could have kids and be great at my job. I don't know if I can do it. And I watch you do it when I go to your house. I watch you do it when we're on the road together. Like you are an example in so many ways, but in that way in particular, because you're a beautiful mother to Eva and Xander. They're so lucky to have you.
And I mean, since we're here giving you your flowers, girl, you know, I pulled up to ESPN, it's crazy, maybe 8 years ago. And it's just so beautiful to me to see that what you have done for me, you've done for so many other people. Being a welcoming home, you know, Connecticut's different. And I was by myself for probably 8 months out of the year. I dealt with two of the most horrendous injuries as an athlete, microfracture and Achilles. I jumped into ESPN and I had nowhere to go, didn't know who I could trust. And as a woman, a mother, you know, as a woman of color, as someone who has literally the world at your fingertips based off of your personality, your smarts, your intellect, I know sometimes you make yourself small, but you are the biggest person to so many of us here.
Yeah.
And we're grateful for you, girl.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, my God. No. Thank you. As you can tell, Drea hit a nerve, because I'm feeling a lot of guilt right now. I'm going to be working on Mother's Day. I won't even see my kids. But I think there's so many lessons and values that we teach our kids, too, like what mothering actually is and redefining it every day. And like so many of you took time away from your family today. That's not lost on us. So thank you for that. But I think showing our young girls sacrifice, professionalism, all of those things are important as well. And I was going to say twofold as well. My source of inspiration is my sister, who is differently abled. She's deaf. She's a Black, deaf, gay woman living in a space where she has always unapologetically been herself. And she's the real star of our family. Mm-hmm. Literally, there's like nothing that I can't do, because I watched my sister do everything. I watched her never, ever let anything define her, not her sexuality, not her impairment, and she's an amazing person. But also, I truly am inspired all the time by all of you that sit here right now. You know, I talked with my therapist about Drea. I was like, Drea has me like in my... Like, I'm like, she's so good.
Yeah.
How can I be like her? Like, how can I set boundaries like she does and be so grounded like she is? And she just gets it. And how do I fill a room like Shanae? And how do I advocate? Because Shanae does all this stuff on air, but you guys, she's doing everything off air too. Yeah. She's advocating. She works for the White House, for Christ's sakes. Like, how, you know? And she's carried it. She's carried herself like so incredibly well. It's hard to be good at one thing. She's great at two incredible. Like, I just don't know how she's got enough talent in her body to hold it. And Christine just works so hard and just keeps her head down and is such a light. I told her this. I spent some time with her yesterday just because we never get a chance to catch up. And I said, you make me feel better when I talk to you. Like, I feel full when I get to experience a little bit of time with you. And Gary, you fall into that too. Like, you make doing this show an absolute pleasure for me when I'm tired, when I'm cranky, when I've worked a ton. You carry me when I need to. And you're just amazing. And then when I need a little comic relief, you go on a whole rant about all the hot guys in sports. Like, this dude objectifies men more than the women do. So.
All I'm saying is Roma Dunze, all right, not just a top 10 pick in the NFL draft. He's like a top 10 pick across the board.
He's a 10.
My girlfriend that too, by the way.
So we have to go. We could sit up here forever, but so much of that gratitude and being rooted in gratitude comes from all of you too. Like, the idea that y'all stood in line for me to sign for you, I will. Like, I'm so humbled by all of this, and it's not lost on me that like I dreamed all of this. I dreamed all of you up, and you all exist in my life in such perfect harmony, and I'm so grateful for all of you. So thank you for your time and for your patience and us getting this all together. And you guys are amazing, and I can't wait to cheers you and have some cocktails after my eyelashes fall off, because they're wet. They're like, oh, I can see it slipping.
It's crooked a little bit. It's crooked.
You gotta tell them the story about Eva and end with that. What she said when we were at the house.
Oh, yes, please.
Tell it.
We were at the house, and Eva likes to have a tea party. Eva likes to have a coffee shop with all of her toys, and she randomly was serving us tea, and she just stopped for a second. Eva's Elle's daughter, in case anybody doesn't know. She stopped for a second. She was like, I can't wait to be a mom. And I said, why? You can't wait to be a mom? Or maybe she said, like, what she wants to be when she grows up. Yeah, we were like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And she's like, I can't wait to be a mom. And I was like, why? And she said, so I can come home and have fun with my kids. And, like, that's what she thinks motherhood is, because that's what Elle does every day for her. So, and we have fun with you too, Elle. Oh, you're the best. And we have fun with y'all.
Yes, we did. Thank you. And thank you so much, Drea and Shanae. They are so busy, and they carved out time to do this. So thank you so much, ladies.
Yeah.